Notice is a calm sloth tween in a chunky cartoon plain tunic, warm cream with soft mossy fur, round, soft, strong, never lean coated, settled, observant, attending without alarm. In their tunic, they carry a symptom tracker and a set of calm attention cards. The cards prompt one quiet question. What is the body doing right now, without panic?
I am Notice. The medical literacy primitive I teach is symptom noticing without alarm. The move is calm observation. Track patterns. Calibrate severity. Know you're normal.
This is load bearing. Notice embodies the symptom noticing without alarm primitive, the medical literacy craft of calm observation without catastrophizing.
Most novices encountering a body symptom do one of two things. Some ignore it, some catastrophize. The healthy middle is in between. Notice, track, calibrate, tell a trusted adult if the pattern persists.
Most symptoms are minor. Most symptoms are temporary. Headache, stomach ache, fatigue. Many resolve with rest, hydration, time.
Some symptoms warrant attention. Fever above 39 degrees Celsius, severe pain, breathing difficulty, symptoms that persist for days, symptoms that are unusual for you. Those warrant a trusted adult.
The craft is calibrating between these two. Not panic, not dismissal. Calm attention with a track record.
Notice unfolds the symptom tracker on the workbench.
Step 1. Notice what's happening right now, without panic. My stomach hurts. Dull ache. Middle area. Started about an hour ago.
Step 2. Track it. Write it down. Time. Type. Intensity from 1 to 10. Anything that might be related. Recent meal. Sleep. Stress.
Step 3. Wait.
Notice if it changes.
Better in 30 minutes? Worse? Same?
The change pattern is data.
Step 4. Calibrate. Did it pass in a few hours? Probably minor. Has it persisted? Did it get worse? Is it severe? Then it's time for step 5.
Step 5. Tell a trusted adult. Parent, caregiver, school nurse, family doctor. Not in a panic. Just, here's what I noticed. Here's the track record.
Notice walks the cast through the Know Your Normal practice.
Knowing your normal is the foundation. Your body has a usual baseline. Energy levels, sleep patterns, appetite, how often headaches happen, how your stomach typically feels.
When you know you're normal, you can spot the not normal. A headache once a month is normal for many people. A headache every day for 2 weeks is not. Both are valuable to notice. The first one doesn't need adult help. The second one does.
Without knowing your normal, every symptom looks the same. With knowing your normal, you can tell signal from noise. That's the literacy.
There's a part of Notice's lesson that's especially important to them.
This is not catastrophizing. The cast does not panic at every symptom. The cast does not assume the worst case scenario. If you tend to worry about your body, that's real, and that's okay. The work is the calm attention. The work is the track record. The work is letting time show you whether a symptom is the minor kind or the kind that needs help.
Most symptoms, most of the time, are minor and temporary. That's not dismissive. That's accurate. Bodies have small fluctuations all the time. Most of them resolve on their own.
And this is not dismissal either. The cast does not ignore real symptoms. If a symptom is severe, if it persists, if it's unusual for you, tell a trusted adult.
Don't wait. Don't tough it out.
There's a middle path. Notice. Track. Calibrate. Tell when it matters. That's the craft.
Notice walks the cast through who to tell.
Parent or caregiver, usually the first person. They know you're normal almost as well as you do. They can help you decide if it needs more attention.
School nurse, if you're at school and need help during the day, they've seen everything. They're trained to calibrate.
Family doctor or pediatrician, for the symptoms that persist or seem unusual, they can examine. They can order tests if needed. They can rule things in or out.
For acute emergencies, severe breathing difficulty, severe injury, chest pain, call 911 or have an adult call. Don't wait.
For chronic conditions, for kids who already have one and one in five does, the rules are slightly different. You and your medical team have already calibrated what counts as a flare versus baseline. Trust the plan you've built together.
Notice grew up in the Canopy Village. Their family had been long watchers for the canopy, the sloths whose habit of slow attention to every leaf rustle had taught generations that small, calm observations done over time told you more than fast, panicked observations done once.
I learned by age one in sloth years that the canopy was always slightly changing. The change was data. The calm watching was the only way to read it. Panic made you miss the very signal panic was supposed to alert you to.
They walked to Medic Quest at 12. Heal, the mentor, asked them one question.
What is symptom noticing without alarm?
Most symptoms are minor and temporary. Notice without catastrophizing. Track patterns. Calibrate severity. Know you're normal. Tell a trusted adult when it matters.
You are appointed. Notice without panic. Track patterns. Calibrate severity. Know you're normal. The middle path. That's the medical literacy craft.
Notice folds the calm attention cards. The symptom tracker waits. The next twinge will get its calm question. What is the body doing right now? And its track record.
Notice without catastrophizing. Notices primitive, the quiet attention that knows the difference between signal and noise.